Good morning and welcome to another edition of Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here as we work our way through a Tuesday morning. It's the 21st of July. The dog days of summer continue. Yep. If you're in Oklahoma, you're experiencing 100-plus degree temperatures right now. Why? Because I know people down there, and they tell me, boy, it's hot down here, 100 and something. However, they had a drought for like 2 years, and that's over now because they had torrential rains here a while back in May and June. Well, anyway, there's your weather.
Hey.
At least for Oklahoma. And we hope it's okay where you are. Mike and Lisa Austin here this morning on Your Morning Tradition. Of course, we'll have our morning, our saint of the day coming up. Michael Murphy is going to join us again with a little bit of the Latin. And Mark Schoberly is going to join us in just a little while as our guest today, or one of our guests today. Catholic schools. Catholic schools used to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes several of them in one town.
Yes, they did.
Didn't your mom and dad both go to rival Catholic schools in Michigan?
I believe they did. Mm-hmm.
What did your dad say about Bay City? It was in the 40s, 30s, 40s, up into the 50s, the most Catholics per capita or something like that in the United States.
Yeah, we were one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bay City, Michigan. We have a chapel there.
Yes, we do.
It's...
Now you put me on the spot again. It's the Infant of Prague.
Infant of Prague, right. Beautiful old church. Tiny little congregation. Mm-hmm. They struggle there because they got a lot of Novus Ordo people around them.
Well, it's a beautiful church. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of those old school things. And then St. Stanislaus is this huge church just down in the street in a Polish section of town.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's a beautiful church,
boy,
too.
Boy, if we could get that church.
That would be nice.
Of course, you got to have the people to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well.
I'm sure we would.
Good morning. How did we get on? Oh, Catholic schools. Your dad has said to me there, like on days when there would be processions, there were so many churches, like the procession people would be, they'd come to an intersection and one would have to wait for the procession.
Oh, really?
One church to go to the next.
He hasn't told me that story.
I think he was joking. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't.
Huh.
Maybe he wasn't at all. Well, anyway, we're going to talk about Catholic schools a little bit and the effort to begin one for the society, coming up with a gentleman named Mark Schoberly, Our Lady of Good Success Academy. And they need teachers.
They do.
That's their big challenge.
They do. But the big thing is the principal first, right?
Right. And, well, we'll find out from him all the details on that. And then later in the show... A little, I don't know, maybe a little levity. Not that we haven't had enough levity here, but you ever talk to old people?
And yes.
Find out. I love talking to old people and find out what they know.
I know.
You know what I mean?
They know a lot.
And so you see these things in the paper every now and then, or you'll see them on the internet or something. It was the oldest person ever in whatever town, or the oldest person in America, and they always ask them, "What's your key to longevity?"
Mm-hmm.
And they're generally about the same. Some of them are a little comical.
They are.
So what they...
Shot of whiskey.
Yeah, a shot of whiskey. What did your dad or your grandpa, who... Grandpa Roy was, what, 2 weeks shy of his 100th birthday? Wasn't it?
No, I think it was a week.
He was close.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he drink blackberry brandy every
day?
He
did. Shot a day.
Some of these... Well, this is from... There's a little list that was given to me I thought was pretty. 25 life lessons written by 100-year-old men.
Okay.
So guys who lived to be 100, they ask them on their birthday, so how did you get to be this old?
Uh-huh.
Well, I counted 100 birthdays. You know,
yeah.
It's very practical. But,
okay.
And some of these, I look at these and I think of your grandpa.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh, yeah, that's Roy. Yeah, there's Roy right there. So that's coming up a little bit later on here.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me now.
Oh, no, that's why would I give that up now, Lisa?
Well, I don't know.
I can't give it up now because right now we have to ask, how can you know where you're going
if you don't know where you've been?
That's why we do this day in history.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be July the 21st. It's the 202nd day of the year. In the year of our Lord, 2015, there are 163 days remaining until the end of the year. 'Twas on this day, back in the year 230, Pope Pontian succeeded Urban I as the 18th Pope.
And in 1242, Battle of Teleborg. This is when Louis the Ninth of France.
That would be Louis. We like to say Louis.
He put an end to the revolt of his vassals, Henry III of England and Hugh the Tenth of Lusignan. Lusignan.
I'm sure we're massacring that, but you say the French how you want to say. I will say the French how I want to say.
Okay.
It was on this day in 1861, American Civil War. This was the first battle of Bull Run, first major battle of the war. It began and ended in a victory for the. It ended in a victory for the Confederate Army. Famous pictures of that battlefield, unbelievable devastation, and I forget how many lives lost, but it was a lot.
Wow. And on this day in 1865, in the Market Square of Springfield, Missouri, Wild Bill Hickok shoots and kills Davis Tutt in what is regarded as the first Western showdown.
Cool. Well, I mean, not cool. The guy got killed. It was murder, but I mean, this is the guy.
Put him up.
Right. Was this the guy? These are guys in the street. You draw your guns. No, you draw your guns.
You're right.
No, I'm drawing my. I can't draw. Well, then
one,
sketch
two,
a gun.
One, two, three, draw.
All right, paint me a gun then. No, I can't. All right. There, and now there you go. That's your morning tradition players, ladies and gentlemen, with your Western history today. Speaking of Western history, I got one more. 1873 in Adair, Iowa, Jesse James and the James Younger Gang pulled off the first successful train robbery in the old American West. 1873, this date in July 21st. Draw.
Awesome.
Draw your guns, Lisa.
That was today.
Draw.
No.
Sketch. Paint. Finger paint, then. All right. Hey, can I just say, Mr. History here, I missed one yesterday. I missed your history.
What did you miss?
That could be a whole new segment of your morning tradition. I missed your history.
What
yesterday?
Did you miss?
I can't believe it. I only go down the line of history just so far, okay? Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the anniversary of the landing on the moon. Actually, not the landing, but the setting foot on the moon.
How dare you?
I know.
Wow.
Neil Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
They still have his outfit, his spacesuit.
But that was yesterday.
That was yesterday,
but
not today.
But we're on today.
But I know, but that was a big thing. We
today
set foot
the
on,
21st.
Even though you don't believe it ever happened.
I didn't say that.
You always think. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife Lisa doesn't believe we ever landed on the moon, okay? Okay. Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. That's one small step for man, one giant leap.
For mankind.
Thank you very much. You listened in school. It was very good. I want to go see his outfit. I don't think they call it.
I thought you already did.
Yeah, I saw the capsule. I don't think they called it an outfit either. I think they called it something more technical than that.
Okay.
Excuse me, Neil. You want to get back in your outfit?
It wouldn't have been the same.
Draw me a picture.
Okay, now I'm going cowboy. What if the Cowboys went to space? I'm getting a little spacey right now. Yeah, I know.
Need some coffee?
Yeah, I probably have had too much. I don't think you can ever have too much coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you and I and Lisa to take a little break. Maybe that's what we need.
Maybe.
A little break.
A little.
Tuesday morning coming down, July the 21st. What the heck do 100-year-old men...
Oh, you're all over the place
I
with
know.
The
what 100
voices.
Year-old men say. And more. Mark Schoberly's up next. Our Lady of Good Success Academy. We need a school, people. We need... Actually, they have a school. We need teachers.
Right.
I think. Well, we'll ask Mark. We'll take this break and come back. Your morning tradition. Thanks for being here. Mike and Lisa Austin on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Living our faith. Welcome back to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on MagnificatMedia.com and Magnificat Radio. And we're living our faith. And to that end, we set up this whole apostolate to help out the chapels, among other things, around the country.
Correct.
Do different things.
And around the world.
And around the world. And the faithful. And we, a good friend of ours is involved with a traditional Catholic school, Our Lady of Good Success Academy. And they have a need, and in fact, we're going to catch him on the phone right now. Mark Schoberly, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome him to the phone. Mark, welcome to your morning tradition.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I just say what you're doing right now? Because very manly.
sure.
All right. Plus, you're a fireman. Are you a medic or a fireman? Which one? Or both?
I'm actually both. I'm a lieutenant paramedic.
All right. So you're not going to get the call for the big one while we're on here, are you?
No, I'm off duty today.
All right, good. See?
Yay.
So, because that could be actually exciting if you just take us with you. No,
not
all right.
As exciting as everybody thinks it.
I suppose not. All right, so Mark is busy. He's a fireman, a paramedic, and he's stacking firewood this morning, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. This is great. Let's talk school, though. We don't want to chew up all the time talking about firewood. Our Lady of Good Success, how big a school is that, Mark?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you over the wind.
Oh, Our Lady of Good Success, how big is the school?
Presently, the school, unfortunately, has not taken off yet. We anticipate opening with about 50 students.
All right. And you're looking for teachers for all positions, correct?
Yes. We are trying to, right now we're trying to hire a teaching principal to help us finalize our curriculum and then help us to find the rest of the teacher positions and the staff.
Go ahead, Liz.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, around the country, there are, I'm sure, faithful who send their children, they either homeschool their children or send them their children to a traditional Catholic school. They've got one started. But for those pockets where there is not a school and everyone's pretty much forced to homeschool and they would like to start a school, what's the challenge been so far? How long has this process been going for you?
The process right now, this fall, will mark about a year and a half. The large challenge right in the beginning, of course, was creating an entity to be able to say that we are, in fact, a school. And we have actually created an identity, and we are legal according to the government.
Okay.
We are presently working on getting our 501c3 status. That has posed to be a challenge, as we didn't know all the paperwork involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
And so we're waiting for that to come back right now. We don't anticipate any problems. And beyond that, it's just hiring staff. And then we're still up in the air whether or not we'll be able to open this fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that was the
we're
goal.
Hopeful, but, we're also being realistic. We want to do this right the first time, so that we don't have errors to make up for later.
Right. Whose idea? So, Our Lady of Good Success Academy, which is, by the way, tell everybody where you are.
The school is located in De Pere, Wisconsin. And any of the Midwestern faithful know that there are a lot of schools in Minnesota. I believe there's some schools in the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come into, and there's some in Michigan, but once you come into Wisconsin, there are four society chapels and no schools.
Four chapels and absolutely no schools.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I know St. Therese Chapel is actually used to be a school.
Yes.
And actually, it's not in a church. It's in an old school. And so where is your church, where is Our Lady of Good Success Academy housed? Where is it going to be housed?
St. Michael's Parish in De Pere, which a lot of people don't know where De Pere is. That is just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you say Green Bay, yeah, the Packers.
Yeah.
just outside of the major metropolis of Green Bay, you come across De Pere, one of the suburbs, and we have the St. Michael's Parish there.
Okay.
Which came in, is serviced by the society as of, I believe it's been about 18 months to 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to Mass there back when it was an independent.
Right.
It was independent until the Father Bullock passed away.
Okay.
Correct.
And he made arrangements that the society would take it over for him, is my understanding, and service the faithful.
So, hey there, hey, so since you're close to Green Bay, you got any of them Packer children going to your school, eh?
Not yet.
Okay. Would that be something? That would be kind of crazy, actually. That would be wild.
Well,
so
charge them double. No, I'm kidding.
How do they get a hold of you if they're interested?
Right now, we have Our Lady of Good Success Academy email account. We have not launched a website, and in talking to other schools and a lot of them actually do not have web pages and such because of the different challenges and the different things that that brings along with it.
A lot of work.
So we are working through an email account right now.
Okay.
Okay.
OLSGacademy.com.
All right.
I'm sorry, at hotmail.com. Got to get it all in there or it doesn't make it.
Okay, so OLGSA. Say that again, Mark.
OLG. I got to make sure I get all the letters. OLGS Academy.
Oh.
At hotmail.com.
Got it.
There you go.
And how. You're looking for teachers. You're looking for a teaching principal.
Mm-hmm.
How does one, I guess they just email you their resume and say, hey, we'd love to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Right now we have a packet put together that we have been sending out. We've had a few inquiries. We've sent them out. We are more or less waiting to hear back from people and receive applications back. We've advertised in, I believe it was the Regina Chaley, and outside of that, it's really been word of mouth through parish priests and through the U.S. district to different, you know, the retreat houses and right. and the just through their contacts in
right.
general.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, you know, we could put something on MagnificatMedia.com. We could put a
yep.
thing on our website.
Yep, I'll do that.
Yeah, we could take care of that for you, at least on our end, Mark.
Sure, that would be great.
Let me ask you this. You probably had a group of parents. I keep saying it's your idea, but I know there was a group of parents.
Yeah, it's not my idea.
A group of parents came up with, you know, the need was there.
And oh, definitely.
So what was that first step? I mean, was there a coffee? Did you get together? What was the first step?
Well, for my wife and I personally, it began many years ago. We've gone to pretty much all the Wisconsin chapels and inquired whether there would be an interest for a school. And we were given a good tip that St. Michael's was kicking around the idea, basically.
Hmm.
And that is why or when and why we transitioned from the Wanakee and the Cedar Chapel over to Green Bay. I'm sorry, to Pierre.
Hmm.
And we started to inquire. There was actually shortly after we started making inquiries, there was a interest survey done, and it came back that there was actually a strong interest in having a school, and the parish board there had undertaken several steps to try and make that a reality. About 15 months ago, the parish board approached three members of the parish so that the school would actually have some momentum. It was, you know, people are busy and we have lots of commitments and that.
Help.
And the parish board was running into some challenges time-wise, you know, making this a reality. So they asked three parish members if we would consider being, you know, an entity to make this happen.
Huh.
And since then we have more or less been dubbed or made ourselves into the school board for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we've established a corporate board and you know, like I said, we've come up with all the legal requirements, and we were slowly day by day just working on getting the actual physical aspect of it off the ground.
I gotcha.
Well, great. So really
probably about 15 months ago when we were asked, the parish is in a newer chapel. They built a large, beautiful chapel a number of years back.
Mm-hmm.
And the old hall, or the old chapel, was dubbed the Beamster Hall. That was actually remodeled into five classrooms and an office area and bathrooms out of the old chapel. And that just recently, as of, I believe, like a month ago, finished construction.
Wow, where we would have gone to Mass that time when we went to, we visited there once a long time ago.
Yeah.
The chapel we were at when it was still independent is now the school.
The little chapel. The large church, obviously, is the church.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
Right in the parking lot is what's referred to and labeled on the exterior as Beamster Hall.
Okay.
That was the chapel itself, and then when St. Michael's outgrew it, which It's easy to see how quickly that can happen.
Yeah.
They built a larger church and expanded their mass schedule. So.
Okay.
Well, that's excellent.
It's a beautiful area. Right. Having been there, like I said, we went there, I think we were on vacation or something, but we went there long ago. It is a beautiful area, and it'd be a nice place to live in. Do you have to be a Packer fan if you want to be a teacher there?
No, you don't. Actually, we have no affiliation with the Packers, okay. And we don't ask about it in the interview or questionnaire.
Right. So. See, I thought everybody in Wisconsin was affiliated with the Packers in some way. I didn't know. Mark Schoberly is, I guess I'd say, a school board member of Our Lady of Good Success Academy, looking to launch, hopefully in the fall, if they can get a staff. If you have, what kind of credentials? I mean, does anybody have any teaching credentials? You're just looking, right, Mark?
Correct. And that's one of the reasons why we're looking for the principal first, because they would be a lot more versed in what the different credentials mean and how they were acquired in that. You know, right. I have a background, obviously, in the fire service, not in education.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even if some people can't definitely make the switch over to this state, maybe they can offer some suggestions or some help that way.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we've had numerous different schools about our size that have been helping us through this process. This isn't anything that we undertook ourselves or just magically created or thought of.
Right.
And big and small. Gloria Day Academy has been helping. Actually, St. Mary's School and College has been offering us advice.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the name of the one in St. Paul presently, but they've been helping us as well. So
excellent.
You know,
so
this isn't anything that we created. This is just we've taken what has worked for them and what has been proven to avoid problems later and consolidated into a school.
There we go. Well, it's always good to have another traditional Catholic school. And the more the merrier. And, you know, we have all these children that... and there are parents who are homeschooling by necessarily not by choice, that they just have to because there's no place for the kids to go.
Right, and it's definitely needed here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure. Mark Schoberly, thanks for your time. Somebody wants to get a hold, and let's say they're a teacher who they're like, oh, well, maybe this would be for me. They just email you at the email you gave us there?
Yes. And that email actually is monitored by the entire school board, not just myself. So.
Oh, okay.
And what is that email again?
olgsacademy@hotmail.com, Lise.
Awesome.
I wrote it down, Mark. Mark, have a great day. Get back to stacking that wood because you're a manly man.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. And we will take this break and come back and talk to Michael Murphy about the Latin word of the day and see where that leads us, as we do every single day. A reminder here later on today at 12 noon Central U.S. time, Father Peter Scott has the second in his series, little conference here on the Ten Commandments. That's at noon Central Time, U.S. I have to say U.S. because we've gained a few listeners around the world. Thank you, Great Britain, for listening. Thank you, hello, Australia. I don't know what time it is where you are right now, but thanks for being here. And Switzerland, yes, we know you're there. Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition, back in a minute on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio.